233. O ye faithful friends, O ye sincere servants of Baha'u'llah, now in the mid-watches of the night, when eyes are closed in slumber, and all have laid their heads upon the couch of rest and deep sleep, Abdu'l-Bahá is wakeful within the precincts of the hallowed shrine, and in the ardour of his invocation uttereth this his prayer. O thou kind and loving providence, the east is astir and the west surgeth even as the eternal billows of the sea. The gentle breezes of holiness are diffused, and from the unseen kingdom the rays of the orb of truth shine forth resplendent. The anthems of divine unity are being chanted, and the ensigns of celestial might are waving. The angelic voice is raised, and even as the roaring of the Leviathan soundeth the call to selflessness and evanescence. The triumphant cry, Ya Baha'u'llah Bahá, resoundeth on every side, and the call, Ya Aliul Allah, ringeth throughout all regions. No stir is there in the world save that of the glory of the one ravisher of hearts, and no tumult is there save the surging of the love of him, the incomparable, the well-beloved. The beloved of the Lord, with their musk-scented breath, burn like bright candles in every clime, and the friends of the All-Merciful, even as unfolding flowers, can be found in all regions. Not for a moment do they rest. They breathe not but in remembrance of thee, and crave naught but to serve thy cause. In the meadows of truth they are as sweet-singing nightingales, and in the flower garden of guidance they are even as brightly coloured blossoms. With mystic flowers they adorn the walks of the garden of reality. As swaying cypresses they line the river banks of the divine will. Above the horizon of being they shine as radiant stars. In the firmament of the world they gleam as resplendent orbs. Manifestations of celestial grace are they, and daysprings of the light of divine assistance. Grant, O thou loving Lord, that all may stand firm and steadfast, shining with everlasting splendour, so that at every breath gentle breezes may blow from the bowers of thy loving kindness, that from the ocean of thy grace a mist may rise, that the kindly showers of thy love may bestow freshness, and the zephyr waft its perfume from the rose garden of divine unity. Vouchsafe, O best beloved of the world, a ray from thy splendour. O well-beloved of mankind, shed upon us the light of thy countenance. O God omnipotent, do thou shield us and be our refuge, and O Lord of being, show forth thy might and thy dominion. O thou loving Lord, the movers of sedition are in some regions astir and active, and by night and day are inflicting a grievous wrong. Even as wolves, tyrants are lying in wait, and the wronged, innocent flock hath neither help nor succour. Hounds are on the trail of the gazelles of the fields of divine unity, and the pheasant in the mountains of heavenly guidance is pursued by the ravens of envy. O thou divine providence, preserve and protect us. O thou who art our shield, save us and defend us. Keep us beneath thy shelter, and by thy help save us from all ills. Thou art indeed the true protector, the unseen guardian, the celestial preserver, and the heavenly loving Lord. O ye beloved of the Lord, on one side the standard of the one true God is unfurled, and the voice of the kingdom raised. The cause of God is spreading, and manifest in splendor are the wonders from on high. The east is illumined and the west perfumed. Fragrant with ambergris is the north, and musk-scented the south. On the other side, the faithless wax in hate and rancor, ceaselessly stirring up grievous sedition and mischief. No day goeth by, but someone raiseth the standard of revolt and spurreth his charger into the arena of discord. No hour passeth, but the vile adder beareth its fangs and scattereth its deadly venom. The beloved of the Lord are wrapped in utter sincerity and devotion, unmindful of this rancor and malice. Smooth and insidious are these snakes, these whisperers of evil, artful in their craft and guile. Be ye on your guard and ever wakeful. Quick-witted and keen of intellect are the faithful, and firm and steadfast are the assured. Act ye with all circumspection. Fear ye the sagacity of the faithful, for he seeth with a divine light. Beware lest any soul privily cause disruption or stir up strife. In the impregnable stronghold be ye brave warriors, for the mighty mansion of valiant host. Exercise the utmost care, and day and night be on your guard, that thereby the tyrant may inflict no harm. Study the tablet of the Holy Mariner, that ye may know the truth, and consider that the Blessed Beauty hath fully foretold future events. Let them who perceive take warning. Verily, in this is a bounty for the sincere. Even as dust upon the sacred threshold, in utter humility and lowliness, Abdu'l-Bahá is engaged in the promulgation of his signs in the daytime and in the night season. Whensoever he findeth time, he prayeth ardently and beseecheth him tearfully and fervently, saying, O thou divine providence, pitiful are we, grant us thy succour. Homeless wanderers, give us thy shelter. Scattered, do thou unite us. Astray, gather us to thy fold. Bereft, do thou bestow upon us a share and portion. Athirst, lead us to the wellspring of life. Frail, strengthen us, that we may arise to help thy cause and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice in the pathway of guidance. The faithless, however, by day and night, openly and privily, do their utmost to shake the foundations of the cause, to root out the blessed tree, to deprive this servant of service, to kindle secret sedition and strife, and to annihilate Abdu'l-Bahá. Outwardly they appear as sheep, yet inwardly they are naught but ravening wolves. Sweet in words, they are but at heart a deadly poison. O ye beloved ones, guard the cause of God. Let no sweetness of tongue beguile you. Nay, rather consider the motive of every soul and ponder the thought he cherisheth. Be ye straightway mindful and on your guard. Avoid him, yet be not aggressive. Refrain from censure and from slander, and leave him in the hand of God. Upon you rest the glory of glories.